Thanks so much, Dennis. Our top story. It's almost half contained, but time is running out for fire crews on the fire complex near Warm Springs. That's because a new weather system with wind and warmer temperatures is moving in this weekend, and even hotter weather is expected midweek. 1110 KBND's Chris Brown has more.
The High Cascades complex topped 101,000 acres overnight. Jerry Mills at the Fire Coordination Center says the number of firefighters on the front lines has jumped to more than 2,100.
They brought another Type 2 team in, and they're kind of splitting the reservation in half.
What has fire managers concerned is the coming change in the weather. It's been relatively cool for the last few days, allowing them to catch up to the fire just a little. Tomorrow, a warm thermal trough enters the area.
This one, they said, is not going to be too strong, but it does increase the fire activity quite a bit. And then by midweek next week, they're expecting a really strong thermal trough to come in.
Another fire on the north slope of Mount Hood is at 1,800 acres. That one is 6% contained.
It has been a tough year for the Red Cross. Early in 2011, extreme snow and cold caused a lot of emergencies in the Northeast, then fires, tornadoes, flooding, and now Hurricane Irene has wreaked havoc along the eastern seaboard.
Everybody has probably friends or family on the East Coast that have been affected one way or another by this massive hurricane. So, you know, people in Oregon can help by giving blood. Right now, there is a shortage of blood because of the disruption of blood supplies on the East Coast and the fact that lots and lots of blood collection campaigns have had to suspend services.
American Red Cross spokesperson James Roddy says they give help to anyone free of charge, but coffers and blood supplies need your help. There are a number of Central Oregonians who are deployed to the Northeast to help with disaster relief services. The Madras Aquatic Center is taking steps to be more than just a large pool to the community. Leaders are trying to expand the center to include other recreational and leisure activities. It's a move to increase memberships and revenue at the center. Bobby DeRost, the general manager of the Aquatic Center, says memberships have been flat lately.
We really need to see our membership numbers go up and all our swim lesson registrations go up. But, you know, with this expansion of the Parks and Rec, we'll be able to kind of open up new revenue streams instead of just having the normal aquatic ones. And hopefully if we have more revenue streams, if one program is down, it's not going to be devastating to the whole of the center.
The center just received a $75,000 grant from the Bean Foundation that will help to start some of these new programs. The pool does plan to close again next April for a month to save money. Oregon AAA says Labor Day travel is expected to be down slightly this year compared to last year, but people who do travel will go farther and most will drive. Oregon State Police will be on saturation patrols all weekend starting tonight. Lieutenant Greg Hastings says it's important that you don't drive drowsy or drunk.
It's the second deadliest major holiday weekend in Oregon. We know alcohol is a contributing factor in over half of the fatal crashes that happen.
Those state police saturation patrols will start tonight at 6 o'clock. 31.5 million Americans are planning to go somewhere this weekend. Most are traveling by car. A brand new Pac-12 season starts tomorrow, Saturday. College football fans are eager for kickoff, and especially Oregon Duck fans who are expecting a very good season. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
The excitement is mounting all over the Northwest for Oregon Duck fans. We are just a day away from the big season opener with LSU in Dallas. The Ducks are favored by a field goal over the LSU Tigers. Oregon is ranked third in the nation and LSU number four. For Duck fans, Oregon is really number one.
Kind of seems like bowl season again at the beginning of the season, which is weird. Everyone has pretty high expectations because of the last couple of years. So I feel like a lot more people are saying they're going to this game than they were to the national championship.
And this fan from Hawaii doesn't miss a game, even taking in the time difference.
So I think if they beat LSU, they got only Stanford to beat, and they're going to be national championship.
Of course, 1110 KBND will carry that big game. Pre-game is at 4 o'clock, kickoff at 5. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And OSU plays Sacramento State in Corvallis tomorrow. The Oregon State Fair hits its stride this weekend, and the weather will be perfect. Chris Hovel with State Park says you don't want to miss Il Circo's Viajo.
It's $5. You get in, you get an hour-long show with fantastic costumes and music and acrobatics and strength and skill. Just tremendous, colorful costumes of this internationally known theatrical troupe.
It runs every day at 2 and 7:30. There are also the rides, the animal competitions, and more food carts than you can handle. And coming up at 5:30, how are gas prices this Labor Day weekend? We'll take a look. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.